Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are the two of you doing?
Really
small group today, but like the scripture says, two or more are gathered. We got that covered, so. Gentlemen, we just completed a reading, as we've shared the past couple of weeks with our listening audience. Our Life Change program has been journeying through another work of Brennan Manning, the author of The Ragamuffin, which is a pretty powerful read here at Neighbors of Hope. This particular work is titled Ruthless Trust, The Ragamuffin's Path to God. I think last week we expounded on kind of the formula, if you want to say, that Brennan gives us: faith plus hope equals trust. And as ragamuffins, we may encounter Jesus through our, all of our shortcomings, and throw ourselves at the foot of a cross. But how do you nurture and develop that relationship once you have that encounter? And for Brennan, he's just going to say, well, the path to God then, for those of us that know that where our cheese is falling off its cracker, it's trust. So what I'd like to do today, and you're more welcome to take snippets anywhere in the book of Brennan's that you'd like, or not, but just maybe we can just share briefly our journey in trusting God, because I know for myself there's been peaks and valleys. Right, and it seems the older I get, the valleys seem to be a little more shorter, right? As do the peaks, to be honest, right? Because peaks can be very dangerous, in the sense that they can create the invitation to "I've done it, I've made it," right? The valleys are always environments in which we have no place to go but up. So if we want to get up and move up, we may reach out to God. I think the longer we practice this path toward God, of trusting God, we tend to just kind of hover around the mid part of the mountain. I don't know why I got stuck on this metaphor of the mountain, but that's more of an even keel. So it allows us to enjoy the mountaintop, but to realize work's down. We got to come off the mountain and do the work. All right? It allows us, and please, listening audience, don't take this out of context, but it really allows us to enjoy the valley, even though we don't like being there. And the only way we can enjoy the valley to get back up the mountain is by trusting God, even in the valley. And so we've been saying throughout this reading, you know, the oldest book of wisdom in the Bible is the book of Job, and though he slay me, still I trust him. So even when life is going really bad, whatever that suffering or pain or struggle or challenge is, we should not be focusing so much on the pain, the suffering, the challenge, the struggle, so that we forget who we are and who we trust. Right? But Brennan is a, I do appreciate the way Brennan states that we're really called to, as Paul say, you know, give thanksgiving in all things. You know, I've had much, I've had little, but in all things I've been content. And that state of contentness is grounded in Paul's trust in God. So how about we just share with our listening audience just maybe an experience or two that you may have, or how you assess your own journey of trusting God.
Well, I'm gonna go off the valley thing a little bit just to start it. But I've learned through my journey that, you know, sometimes you gotta go through the valley to get to the promised land. And I know on my path, my journey, there's gonna be storms coming, there's gonna be more valley moments. But my experience through before, that's how I trust, knowing he got me through other valley moments, you know. And and I've had my points where I've been up on the peak of it, like I made it, like now I can relax, I can settle, Well, for me, that's not being content. And then you don't get happy with that, so then it's just being, he's always been with me, you know? So, I don't know how I was going to go with that one, but you kind of threw me off with that. But, I had something I was going to go. Romans 1:16 is what I always go back to, where it says, I'm not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is the power of his work to save everyone who believes. So right now, personally, when I'm talking about real, once again, my past, like my past, is in my face. Again, people are using against me, talking, you know, just in all different ways. It's really hit me hard lately last week. So I can't be ashamed of my story because God would. And my story is the power of his works. And just because they don't see it, it's because it's always being used against me. But I know it's going to get me through. And I know he's gotten me this far, not just to get me this far.
Right.
So even in my own self, and I can see it in other people, and I can now see in my journey their process they're going through, and I can see God in it, you know, when others just try to use it against you, you know. So that's why I trust, because how far I've came. You know, it wasn't just me, but it's just, and that's what keeps you going, and that's what gets you through those valleys, and that's what gives me, you know, and it's not like a transaction, like this is what he's done for me, and this is what I've done, so this is what I did. I just know I've been through it. And I know I'm going to go through so much more. He's not done, and I'm not done. Life's life. But this four parts made me a little bit more wiser, a little bit more refined and defined and stronger because of the journey. So why would I stop now? Why would I sit in the idle now and be stagnant? And I'll be content, but I'll never settle. That's what I'm saying. I keep moving.
I think you epitomize the formula in what you just shared there, in the sense that you've had these encounters, these experiences. Right, so it's a felt knowledge, which is a faith. I know that I know that I know, all right? And because I know that, I can stand on his promises, all right? Expecting them to be fulfilled, even when it doesn't look like it's being fulfilled. Thus, it's trust. And in the face of our enemies, whoever they may be, or our adversaries, or the adversary, right? It becomes ruthless. It's pitiless. I'm not going to take pity on you. I'm standing on this, all right? You're right. You may think you're beating me up and you're winning and everything else, but you know what? I'm not giving up. I'm not. I'm not going down.
Yeah. My grandma told me the other day, it's old saying, her grandma told her and stuff, but my grandma used to tell me too. You know, we asked God, like, God, why are you having these treacherous waters when I'm barely making it here? And he says, why? Because your enemies can't swim. And you're learning how to get through these on a new way, you're gonna make it. And sometimes we feel like we're just treading water. We don't feel like we don't see the process working. Yeah, we don't go down.
Yeah.
You
know, yeah.
You're going through it for a reason.
Yeah.
By the time you hit the shore, you might be Michael Phelps. You don't know. Strong swimmer.
Or Jack LaLanne, right? Those of you who remember Jack LaLanne.
Yeah, the juice man.
Yeah, pulling the tugboat with his teeth. By his swings. All right. All right, we're dating ourselves. Before you know it, we'll be talking about Moses, right? How about you?
Yeah. My journey has been a relatively short one so far. Just over a year since I opened my eyes. I've had my share of peaks and valleys, too. More valley than peak recently. I've got 46 days until I graduate life change.
Congratulations, almost there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a long journey.
It took a little trust, didn't it?
Yes, it took some ruthless trust.
Well, then let me ask you this, and pardon the interruption. If you got to a point where it doesn't trust, and certainly we know we put, you know, 20 men in a house, in this big blue house on Broad Street, that's space becomes very confined, right? 20 human beings in a confined space is going to create its own challenges and struggles in and of its own, right? When you start adding personalities to that. Out of that, then, if you say now that you've developed some trust, then somewhere along your past 11 months with us or so, you must have had some felt knowledge. You must have had some sort of experience and encounter. And for our listening audience, Mark here, just what, 2 weeks ago was baptized?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Congratulations there. All right, welcome. Yeah, so there's been a lot of growth there, but it has to be predicated on some sort of what the Hebrews would call felt knowledge, this encounter experience of Christ.
The encounter experience of Christ came on a day where I was feeling extremely stressed out. I was very impatient with the goddess here.
Imagine that.
until I read and meditated on Matthew 25.
Ah.
And I closed my eyes and I asked God for...
The sheep and goats, Matthew 25? Part of that, or what part of that?
The least of these.
The least of these, yes. Yes. Sheep and goats, yep.
And I asked God for a moment, let me see these guys the way Jesus would see them. That to apply the same knowledge that I am loved. It. So were they with all their habits and eccentricities that I might find annoying and irritating. It's theirs, and they're just as much beloved sons of God as I am.
Yeah, people like Mother Teresa and some of the other great Christians before us. Then Matthew 25, particularly here at Neighbors of Hope, what we really try to practice is now. Yes, we need Jesus's help, right? But the invitation is really, can we find Jesus in them? Because on the outside, we're thinking, really, right? And it can be trying, right? Yeah, to kind of bring you back then, so you have this felt experience, and out of that, then you develop the hope where you can stand on His promises. That's led to this type of trust, here 11 months later now. So it's been a short journey.
Mm-hmm.
You said you spent some time in the valleys. I think I preface the this edition speaking about the valleys can actually be blessings. They're painful. But we get through them, we look back and we see that we encounter once again the one who helped us get through it, which deepens the trust.
There's a passage here in the book I want to recite that I think is very apt for it. Ruthless trust is hanging tough in the dark nights when we are plunged into desolation, but know that the absence of God is only apparent. As B. Griffiths has said, I feel myself in the void, but the void is totally saturated with love. That I like that because the void I see is nothing but a construct of my own inattentiveness, really. It's not like an objective thing. That God meant what He said when He said, I will never leave you, never forsake you.
Standing on the promise, yeah.
Yes. No matter what I feel, that's never going to change. So, I might go hungry one day, I might go thirsty, I might have nothing to wear, but at the end of the day, He loves me.
That's challenging, isn't it? To think that, as I said earlier, Paul says, I've learned to be content in all things. I've had much and I've had little. Yeah. It's kind of hard for us to wrap our arms around the idea that, if I don't eat today, it doesn't mean God doesn't love me. Well, thank you. Appreciate both of your insights on this edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farm Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry, Word Made Flesh. We're also in the process of establishing a women's and children's transitional housing program. Find out how you can become a Neighbor of Hope at neighborsofhope.com. And please join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.